and you could see through. I couldn't walk it.
I guess not.
When I wasn't a freshman. Physical education, they took us on a hike one afternoon. And on the way back, we were supposed to walk a log. Well, I couldn't walk the log. So in order to go around to a bridge without having to walk the log, we had to walk 2 miles extra. And you know, two girls walked it with me. Weren't they sweet?
Sure.
They didn't want me to walk by myself. And so they might have been afraid to walk the log too, but that wasn't why they said they were walking. They were walking with me. And the teacher said, well, that was all right. I can't walk a trestle.
The heights never have bothered me very much, but I am also afraid of water, and I can't swim.
I never learned to swim. Christmas of my senior year, to get a degree at Brunel, you were supposed to be able to swim the length of the pool twice. And I, at Christmas, and I was going to have to learn how to swim well enough to swim. I had paddled around in pools here, you know, and I could paddle. Never wore wings or whatever you call them to keep you floating, but I could puppy dog, you know, and stay on top of the water for a little piece. But I came home and had a bad, bad sore throat. Turned out to be an abscess tonsil. And Dr. I had trouble with my back. After I got over the infection, just gave me a terrible back. And Dr. John father, dearest friend, he wrote me a certificate saying that I should not be required to do any swimming whatsoever on account of my back trouble. So I didn't have to learn to swim that spring to get my degree from college. Oh, he was a wonderful soul. And I was teaching his daughter when he died, and oh, it just broke me up. He did an operation on a man who was trimming trees here. And the man had erysipelas. And Dr. Funnies operated on him. It was a charity patient. And for some reason or other, during the operation with his gloves on, he slapped against his nose, and he caught erysipelas and didn't live but a week. His brother from New York came down here, and they said you wouldn't have recognized him. His face was so swollen. Just upset me.
Charity patient. They had a hospital here.
Oh, we had hospitals in Selma all my life. We had hospitals. The city building, this one of the old buildings they fixed over. You know where the post office is? You can see it in the street there. That was one of the, and then of course the Baptist building here, it was a Baptist hospital. Well, that's made it to,
but it was still called the Baptist Hospital. And then the this outfit that owns the medical center hospital, they bought the Baptist out, see, and then they built it. And so that the doctors who used to practice at that Baptist hospital out there, as a matter of fact, any doctor in town can practice out there at the medical center, and almost any of the doctors can practice at the New Vaughan Memorial Hospital. See, the doctors built that hospital. The New Vaughan Memorial Hospital. And that's the only hospital I've been in my life.
Oh, the 7 years, that's remarkable.
It is remarkable.
It really is. That's just, so far I've never been in a hospital, but I'll do the same thing.
I had to have surgery in 1941, and that was the first time I'd ever been in a hospital. And, oh, they were so good to me. They've always been so good to me. Josiah had come back here to practice then, of course. Dick Williams, boy who had grown up here, and his father worked for Procter & Gamble with Buckeye. And he'd grown up here, and he had come back and was practicing medicine here. He was up here. And then Dr. was a doctor.